CQCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4RYP. My name is Anna, and my location is Campobello. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4RYP. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4RYP. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. Tonight, we will begin the roll call portion of the net with those who use the pre-check feature on the website. The net would like to welcome W4FCM, Fred, and N4IEI, Isla, both from Traveler's Rest. W2AMD, Mr. Andrew from Simpsonville. KN4TFW, Mr. Ken and Greer. KW4TS, Mr. Jim and Pelzer. KI4LZI, Mr. Andy and Table Rock. K4ROW, Mr. Richard and Greenville. KJ4UHF, Mr. Jack and Greenville. KX4XMR, Mr. Mel and Prosperity. KG4WNP, Mr. Landon and Dacusville. K4AFT, Mr. Michael and Central. KO4RAX, Mr. Jim and Dacusville. KA5WLL, Mr. Leroy and Taylors, and K4OSH, Mr. Pat and Malden. Want to thank all of those 14 individuals for using the pre-net feature tonight to check in. Move to EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only are invited to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net by calling KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, Miss Anna, this is Wendy, KN4HTP, Kilo, November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. I'm checking from the edge of the Mojave Desert out west near the border. Well, in a few minutes I'll be in Arizona, and then about 20 minutes after that I'll be back in Nevada. So I won't be hanging around from RAG 2 because we'll lose signal, but thanks for calling the net tonight.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KN4HTP, Miss Wendy, from out west at the edge of the Mojave Desert in Arizona and Nevada within the next 20 minutes. That's pretty exciting, Miss Wendy. Thank you so much for checking in with me tonight, and please be safe out there and enjoy your time. I'd also like to check in my husband, Chad, KO4NUE. He's at home with me tonight in Campobello. All right, tonight being Monday night, we will begin with Echo Through Hotel. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters E through H, please call KO4RYP.
November 4, Hotel, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC. Warren and Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Mr. Warren, it looks like you've got that group to yourself tonight. All the rest of them must be on second shift, so maybe they'll pop in later on. So I'd like to welcome N4HHC, Mr. Warren and Taylor's. Thank you so much for checking in. I appreciate it, and hope you have a good evening. All right, one last call for Echo Through Hotel. Any stations with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters E through H, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. Thank you for calling the net, and I'll be in and out.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Mr. Patrick, thank you so much for checking in. KO4HKX, I appreciate it. Thank you for helping Mr. Warren to not be the only one in the Echo Through Hotel group tonight. So I hope you're doing well up there in Penrose tonight, and I appreciate you checking in. All right, we'll move up to the next group, India through Lima. India through Lima, any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters I through L, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. In the net, please check in K3JOY, Joey, also KI4DOS, Gary. We're at home in Easley. Gary will be in and out, and I'll be around for Rags, you, Anna.
Hope you and Chad are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling the net, Anna. Good evening to you and Chad, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
This is KO4RYP, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome my good friend and kindred spirit, Miss Joy, K3JOY, who brings along her husband, Gary, KI4DOS. They are both at home in Easley. Miss Joy, thank you for checking in with me. I'll be back to you for comments in a little bit, and please tell Mr. Gary I said hello. I would also like to recognize W4IOE, Mr. Sid, up in Fletcher, sounding good as usual. Mr. Sid, thank you for checking in with me tonight. I appreciate it. Any additional stations, India through Lima, wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and I am up on this mountain now in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
4RYP. Hello there, Chad, if you're around. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
Kilo 4, RYP. Kilo, Oscar 4. Victor Whiskey, Quebec. This is Jimmy down in Anderson, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KK4JFO, Mr. James, up in Tuxedo. Hope you're doing well tonight, Mr. James. Thank you for checking in. And I'd also like to welcome KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry in Greer, who brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. Mr. Larry, I hope you are well. Please tell Miss Donna I said hello, and thank you for checking in with me tonight. And I would also like to welcome KO4VWQ, Mr. Jimmy and Anderson. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Jimmy. I hope you are doing well. All right, we'll move up to the next group, Mike through Papa. Any stations with the suffix of your call beginning Mike through Papa, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Miss Anna, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rig, and by telephone relay, our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative.
Net control. W4, never give up. W4, NGU. Still, Boiling Springs, portable, negative and negative.
4RYP.
Please check in. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC, Western Greenville County, be negative and negative, 7-3 to you and all the net.
For YP. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm mobile in Piedmont tonight. Same thing to you, Miss Anna, Chad, and all in the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
RYP. 10, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2, MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. I'll be negative, negative, but it was good to hear Walt check in with you tonight. So, 7-3, and I'll be listening.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter nets. That was a great group. I'd like to welcome KK4ONO, Miss Lorena, who brings along her husband, Rick, KK4DMW, and by telephone relay, their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They are all in Piedmont. Thank you so much, Miss Lorena, for checking in with me. Please tell Mr. Rick and Miss Michelle we said hello. Next, I would like to welcome W4NGU, Mr. Phil, in Bowling Springs. Thank you for checking in, Mr. Phil. I appreciate it. And next up on my list, Mr. Walt in Inman, K4OIM. Mr. Walt, it is amazingly wonderful to hear you check in with me on the net tonight. So thank you so much for doing so, and hope you are doing better every single day. Next, I'd like to welcome WG4MC, Mr. Matt, in Western Greenville County. Thank you for checking in, Mr. Matt. And next, KO4NNH, Mr. Fred, mobiling around in Piedmont tonight. Please be safe out there, and thank you for checking in. And W2MJB, Mr. Mark in Simpsonville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Mr. Mark. I hope you are doing well. All right, one last call for Mike through Papa. Any stations with the suffix of your call beginning M through P, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I think we got all of that group on the first go-round. So we'll move up to Quebec through Tango. Any stations wishing to check in with the suffix of their call beginning Q through T, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Now this is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T. Rusty, I'm mobile out here in Moore, headed back to the house. Negative and negative tonight, Anna.
4RYP. Anna, please check in KO4QLG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, Chris, and Liberty. Negative and negative.
Let's check in AA4QS, Dawn, and N4DMB, Paul. Tune in to Cole. We'll be negative and hello about that.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome WU2T, Mr. Rusty, mobiling around and more. Please be safe out there, Mr. Rusty, and thanks for checking in. Next up on my list is KO4QLG, Mr. Chris in Liberty. Thanks for checking in, Chris. I appreciate it and hope you are doing well tonight. And then we have AA4QS, Mr. Donald, and N4DME, Mr. Paul, both in Toccoa tonight. Thank you so much for taking the time to check in from Toccoa, and hope you all are doing well. Any additional stations wishing to check in Quebec through Tango, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll move on up to the next group, Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Any stations wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning U through Z, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any stations wishing to check in Uniform through Zulu? Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4RYP.
Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
This is KO4RYP, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County, K4XB. Mr. Tommy, looks like you've got this group all to yourself tonight. Thank you for checking in. I appreciate it. All right, next we'll move up to the patient group tonight, Alpha 3 Delta. Any stations wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning A through D, please call KO4RYP.
That's nice, really good here. Well, check in.
Please check in. Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
4 RYP.
Deanna, please check in. Kilo November 4 Charlie Hotel Yankee. K-N-4-C-H-Y,
Keith
and Seneca. No traffic, no comment.
RYP. Please check in K-1-C-J-W. That's Kilo, Whiskey. Rolling in Pickens, negative and negative. And a very good evening to all.
RYP. And Chad. Please check in Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome W4DJW, Mr. Dave and Greer. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Dave, and I agree. It was great to hear Mr. Walt check in tonight. I'd also like to welcome KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt in Greenville. Thank you for checking in tonight, Kurt. Hope you are doing well. KN4CHY, Mr. Keith and Seneca, your signal's still sounding good, Mr. Keith. Thanks for checking in with me. And next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Roland and Pickens, K1CJW. Mr. Roland, I hope you are doing well tonight. And KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave and Easley. Thank you so much for checking in, Mr. Dave. I appreciate it. All right, we're going to open it up to the whole alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Any stations wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Please check in KO4HYC and in Landrum.
RYP. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Say again. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson. Mobile and Greenville. And Roger Spartanburg. Negative and negative.
Oh, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Delta Zulu Sierra. KL4DZS, Scott in Pendleton. And I'll be negative and negative tonight.
KO4RYP, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome my good friend Ann in Landrum, KO4HYC. Ann, thank you for checking in, and you did a great job on the thermal belt net tonight. I'd also like to welcome Mr. Nelson, mobile around in Greenville, KO4GUN. Please be safe out there, Mr. Nelson, and thanks for taking the time to stop by. Next on my list, I'd like to welcome KO4DZS, Mr. Scott in Pendleton. I hope you are doing well, sir. Thank you for checking in. And KN4RJN, Mr. John in Brown Summit. Mr. John, I have you down for comments, and I'll be back around to you in just a little bit. Thanks for checking in. And my good friend, Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville, KO4PXB. Thank you for checking in, Mr. Lloyd, and please tell Tracy I said hello. Any additional stations all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. First up on my list tonight for RAG2 is K3JOY, Miss Joy. How are you doing tonight?
KO4RYP in the net. Well, Anna, if I could maybe be better, but I refuse to complain because to complain is inviting problems.
A great statement. I'm going to have to write that one down on a sticky note at my desk.
Like me, I used to have more sticky notes around my desk than I knew what to do with. And occasionally I'd go through and try to sort them out one thing and another, and I'd think, well, I'll keep this one, and I won't keep this one. And the next thing I knew, I had kept them all and added more to them after that. I tried yesterday, Anna, to explain to Gary about the early exit program you were talking to me about on Saturday. I think I made a real mess of it, but he got the general idea, and he said, why didn't they start that years ago? I said, don't ask me. I do not know the answer to those questions.
Sometimes I wonder why it takes people so long to come up with ideas that other people have had for a really long time, but I've just decided that sometimes it just takes a little bit of time for people to come around to a different way of thinking. And I have learned, being in education for as many years as I have, that there's a pendulum that swings from one side to the other, and it just kind of, you just kind of have to wait for it to swing back and catch all the ideas and come back to the other way of thinking about things. And if you don't like that, hang around for just a little while, because it's going to start swinging back the other way.
Definitely true, Anna. And one thing we're talking about was the way so many things have changed. And I just looked at him and grinned, and I said, well, you know, honey, when you've had as many birthdays as we have, you have a lot to reflect on, and then that's when you realize how much has changed.
The dead level truth. I'm telling you what, the longer I'm alive on this, on God's green earth, the more I have to reflect upon and see how things have changed and gotten so different. And it's really funny because I remember being little and, you know, hearing my parents say, well, when I was young, this and that and the other thing happened. And now, boy, if I don't catch myself saying that to my kids now, you know, when I was young, we still had a telephone that was attached to the wall that had a cord on it. And you couldn't just go talk anywhere you wanted to. You were limited by the length of the cord. And they think that is the most hilarious thing ever because they probably still remember having a landline, but it was always a cordless phone. So they don't have a frame of reference for that. So I know I'm getting old when I'm saying, I remember when I was young, it was this way or that way.
Funny you said that about the phone. Here, I don't know how many, a couple of years ago now, our goddaughter sent Gary on a search for a wall phone. She wants it for her kitchen. They live in an absolutely charming, charming cabin that they've rebuilt. I guess it, instead of a cabin, maybe you would say it was an old farmhouse up in Tennessee. Tennessee. I was going to try to tell you where they were, but all I can tell you is if you get in the car and go north for 9 miles from their house, you're in Kentucky. But anyway, they're this side of Nashville. And she just has the most interesting taste. She's not, you wouldn't call her eclectic, but when she decides she wants something, that's the way she wants it. So she sent him in search for a wall phone, and he had not found her a wall phone, but he did find her a rotary phone. And as far as I know, he's still looking for the other one.
Goodness, a rotary phone. I'm amazed that he could still find one of those. That was always a big deal, having to wait, you know, turn the dial all the way and wait for it to go all the way back before you can turn it for the next number. That's funny. But it sounds like that house is really, really neat. My sister recently bought a house that was built in the early 20s in Dunedin Mill area in Greenville. And she and I both love historical, like just old historical homes, and love to see original tile in the bathrooms and original fixtures. And so we're forever on a hunt for old things to put into a new house. And she found online a place that does reproduction light switches. So she has installed in her house the light switches that are like two buttons that you press the top button and it turns it on, and the bottom button and it turns it off. They're black and white. One's black and one's white of the buttons that you push. And they are really neat, and it adds a really neat detail to her house, and just trying to make it, bring it back like it was when it was first built in the 20s.
Even though it has now been 20 years ago, I just realized here a few days ago it's been 20 years since I had to retire. But the last center that I brought up for our company before I retired was in Victoria, Texas. And Victoria is getting way on down close to Brownsville. It's one of those you go, okay, how much further before we're in Mexico? And in the hotel that I stayed in, it was not a shanty or anything of that nature. It was a nice hotel. But believe it or not, they had push-button switches on the walls.
But I love little details like that, and that when you find homes that are that still or buildings that still have some of those original touches. My son, the one that just got married, he and his wife are renting an apartment in downtown Anderson that is an old historic building, and it used to be a hotel, and it's very Art Deco kind of design and with the original tile in the lobby, and it is beautiful, and I just love that they've kept that original. Because it just adds so much character, I think.
Hannah, that's one thing that so differs so much of our country from at least parts of Europe. I had the opportunity to go from my company to England, and I was amazed, I mean just dumbfounded, at how many of the buildings there they do upkeep on them and modernize them as they need to or what have you. But they don't go through a bulldozer and bulldoze everything down and start over fresh. You know, it's got to be modern. They bring it up but keep those original buildings. And when I went over, it was right before Christmas. And one evening as we were finishing work, the girl said, we're going to go somewhere really special for dinner. And I said, okay. And we were in York, England. And so we get in the car and go, you know, just a little ways. And they park the car and they get out and said, and we have to walk from here. And, oh, it gives me chills even today. They took me into Old Town York. And Anna, it was decorated for Christmas, and there was no plastic, there were no electric lights, there was all natural greenery on the window ledges and candles. The candles were in sconces, but they, it just was like walking into a dream. And I did not have my camera with me, and back then the phones we carried didn't have cameras in them. I must be really dating myself here. But anyway, even though I didn't have any pictures to bring home of where I had been, I can see it as clearly in my mind as if we had just walked through there. And it was gorgeous. And everybody was very friendly, and I had been cautioned about how stuffy the English were. Don't believe it, they're not, or at least all of them aren't. Everybody was friendly and pleasant, and it was a wonderful opportunity.
That sounds absolutely amazing. I love hearing stories about Europe and people who visited different places, and I bet that was just absolutely gorgeous. I can see it in my mind's eye as you were describing it. So that is really, really neat. And I have visited Europe a couple of times and have noticed the same, that they, I think, in some places in our country, we're pretty quick to, like you said, just kind of bulldoze old buildings to make room for new, more modern things. And I have wondered about that because they don't do that quite as much, or the places that I've visited in Europe, it doesn't seem like it. But I wonder if it has to do with the fact that so much of Europe lost so many of their historical buildings in two world wars, that they are a little more hesitant when it comes to demolishing, and they're more likely to just to try to upgrade and bring something maybe up to code.
or to make some renovations, but to try to preserve, because they lost so much of it during the wars. I don't know. Just my musings when I think about things like that.
I would agree with you that I think that's part of it. And certainly in this country, we have been blessed not to fight such wars on our shores. And I won't deny it. I'm thankful for it. But I think you're right. When you see and you realize and you try to remember what you learned historically and see some of the old newsreels and that sort of thing, the way things were so badly demolished and taken away, I think that has a lot to do with why they value what was left standing and they try their best to take care of it. And I respect them for it and admire them for it. I wish we would do a little more of that. I like what you say about what they're doing around Dunedin, and I know well, I've forgotten which mill it is, but it's down on Mills Avenue. I guess that's Mills Mill. But anyway, they built condominiums in there rather than tear that old mill down. And I think that's a wonderful idea. I mean, because, you know, there's lots of people out there that don't want a house with a yard and upkeep and all that stuff. They're happy to park in their little designated place and go into their home. And I think they even have a doorman there. But anyway, I think it's a good thing to do, and I'd have to give this maybe some more thought, but I think we do away with too many of our resources by tearing down.
I agree with you there, Joy. But I also wonder, too, and I was actually thinking about this after Chad and I visited with y'all a little bit over the weekend with you and Gary, and Gary was, y'all were telling such great stories about when Gary was in the Navy, and when he mentioned a car that he had that was a Fury, I think was the name of it. And Chad and I got back in the truck and we left, and I said, boy, howdy, I wonder what that thing would be worth if it were still around today. But it's one of those things where how do you know, like, the building in 50 years is going to be just worth something, that it shouldn't be torn down, that it should be preserved? Or, you know, how do you... Because not every car that was made, it turns out to be a classic and very sought after. So it's one of those things where when you're living in a building or driving a car, how do you know in the moment that it's something that we need to try to preserve for historical sake?
You know, it's a whole lot easier to look back than it is to look forward. So I don't know the answer to that question, but I will have to say that it was a 64 Plymouth Sports Fury, and it was really special. It was white and it had all black interior, and we really loved that car for a long time. And we sold it after Anthony was born, and not long before we came back from California to South Carolina, and actually bought a little Toyota Corona, something, anyway, station wagon, and it made for really easy travel coming back across country with the baby. But there are days when I think, man, I wish we'd have kept that Plymouth, because it was, had no air conditioning, of course, but it was a really special car. And then I guess I've about used up my time tonight. I have enjoyed it very, very much. I hope we haven't either bored or caused people to be pulling their hair out going, what are they talking about? But that's what RagChew's for, and I enjoy it so much. So thanks for your time shared with me. I appreciate it so much. Tell Chad we said hello and good evening to you, ma'am, and all on the net.
Well, thank you so much. I always enjoy chatting with you very much. So thank you for sticking around. I appreciate it. All right, this is KO4RYP, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I want to pause to see if there's any additional stations wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet. Please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. So Foxtrot 4. Charlie Kilo Tango, John, and I'm in Honeyo Pass, South Carolina. And I run the Anderson 2-meter net on Monday night, so 146.790 negative offset, and I'm the net controller on Monday nights over there. I've been there for, I imagine, 15 years or longer. Anyway,
Check me in. Now, this will be short time tonight, but good listening to some of y'all's comments there. KF4CKT.
In and out. Kilo, Golf, 4, Papa, Foxtrot, India. Name's Don. Check in my wife, Linda. Kilo, Golf, 4, Quebec, Lima, Quebec. And we're in Piedmont. Will this be in and out? Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
YP. And that, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKB. This is Duncan up in Asheville. Good net tonight. No traffic, no comment, and y'all have a good evening.
KO4RYP. If you will check in KO4RYP, if you will check in KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood on Echo Link. Good evening to yourself and all the net. No traffic and no queue.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KF4CKT, Mr. John and Hania Pass. Thank you for checking in with me tonight, John. And everybody check out his net on Monday nights, 146790 with a negative offset. Mr. John, what time do you run that net?
Thank you, Anna. I run it on Monday nights from 8:30, and I usually hold it for almost 30 minutes. But and we have a net every night over there on 146790, negative offset and no tone. And anybody can come over and check in with us because we enjoy getting check-ins, and I especially enjoy it there. So I've been calling the net for quite a while now, and many years now I've seen a lot of people that was on the nets and on other nets and all this no longer with us now. They're Silent Keys and also quite a few of them. So I guess probably around 15 years I've probably been calling the net. But good evening, and you got a good net going, and we appreciate the good work you do also for the amateur radio. KF4CKT, back to net control.
KF4RYP, net control for Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Thank you, Mr. John, and I appreciate your comments, and just wanted to make sure I gave a plug for what time your net was. So we will definitely be checking that one out, too. All right, I'd also like to welcome KG4PFI, Mr. Don in Piedmont. Thank you so much for checking in. He brings along his wife, Linda, also in Piedmont, KG4QLQ. Thank you so much for checking in with me tonight, Mr. Don. Tell Miss Linda we said hello. Next on my list, I'd like to welcome KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan in Asheville, sounding good and clear from Asheville as usual. Mr. Duncan, thank you for checking in. And then via Echo Link, Mr. Steve, KA4PQA, thank you so much for checking in with me tonight via Echo Link. I appreciate it. Hope you are doing well. Any additional stations wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Brevard, North Carolina. My name is Ed. I spell Echo Delta, no traffic.
Recheck, Mexico. This is KA4PQA. Did you copy my location, net control?
I apologize, KA4PQA. I don't think I did.
This is KA4PQA to net control. I'm located in Greenwood, South Carolina. I'm calling from Echo Link from Greenwood, South Carolina.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I apologize. KA4PQA, Mr. Steve in Greenwood. And I just wrote down that you checked in via Echo Link, so I didn't even catch my mistake. But thank you so much for rechecking with me. I appreciate it. I'd also like to welcome WD8RON, Mr. Ed in Brevard. Hope you are doing well, Mr. Ed. Any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, we will move on to our next RAG 2 station, KN4RJN. Mr. John, are you still in there, sir?
This is KN4RJN. I'm still here, Anna. Did you and Chad get a chance to look at any stars the other night?
He sat out for a long time and looked and then set up that telescope that we talked with you about. But we had the most dreadful time because I don't think the spotter scope is aligned properly, and it magnifies so much that we had trouble. We were afraid it was broken, which it still could be, but we tried to get out the next night or the next day during the day to align the spotter scope with the big part of the telescope, and I'm sorry, I'm probably butchering all the proper names for the scope, but we tried the next day, and it was rainy, and so we have not been back out since then. But I was in the car early on Sunday morning, and it was cold and crisp and clear, and I'm telling you, it was fun to look up in the sky and find all those stars that you pointed out to us in the winter triangle, that I could see them so clearly just as I was driving, even with some ambient light around. So it was really, really neat.
This is KN4RJN. Well, I'm glad you got to see that. And the spotter scope, the best way to do that is clearly in the daylight when you can actually see something. But you need to find the tallest, farthest away object that you can find that doesn't move. You know, like a cell tower or a tall tree or something, and put the spotter scope on that, and then look in the scope, and then adjust your scope so that it's right on that, whatever that object is, and then go back to your spotter scope and tweak it so that it's, you know, it's dead on it, and then you'll have it. But it's kind of like zeroing in a rifle, but you're doing it at and the farther away the object is, the better alignment that you'll have. I have the same problem with I've got what they call the red dot scopes, which are actually used on rifles, on both of my scopes, and it's tricky to get those things aligned good, because you're aligning not at, you know, 20 yards or 50 yards, you're aligning at light years away, and that's true. With patience, you can do it, but I'm glad you were out and got to see the winter triangle and whatnot. And if you get that, it's clear tonight and not near as cold, and a lot of those star clusters that I told you about are still there, so get a chance.
I do think Chad was trying during the day while I was working to see if he could do align the spotter scope, and I think that we have a lot of trees, but that was not a good fixed object, and we were afraid that he was having trouble because we didn't have something far enough away. So could that be, like, would it be harder to align if you don't have something to line up that's super far away from you?
This is KN4RJN. Well, you can wait until nighttime, find a really, really bright star. One of the ones in the winter triangle is, you know, always good. And put your scope on that. You just have to work quicker because things are moving. So you put the scope on that and then go back to the spotter scope and align it to that star. And then go back to the scope and see how far it's moved and then scoot it a little bit. And, you know, and you kind of bracket in on it. And then you can get it aligned. You can try it with the moon, except that the moon moves faster than everything else that's in the night sky. So, you know, the moon's always a good target, but you're going to have to move, you know, quick, because you have to put the scope right dead center in it and then go to your spotter scope, move it, scoot the adjustments on that so that it's dead in the moon, and then go back and look at where the moon has moved to while you were doing that. And, you know, it's a back and forth type thing. That's why it's, if you've got an object far enough away in the daylight that's, you know, far enough away and fixed, like a tall tree or a tall tower, it makes it a little bit easier to do it because the thing's not moving on you. But it can be done. It just takes patience. keep trying.
Whiskey. We will keep trying because I'm very inspired now, too, after you spent some time with me chatting on the phone that night, kind of pointing some things out. It was just really fascinating to me. I do have a question. I think that I've heard you talk on the net about this before. Maybe it was Miss Wendy. I'm not sure. Why is it that when the weather is colder, the stars do seem to appear so much brighter?
Jan. Well, in the summertime, of course, you got heat and humidity, and that makes haze, which hangs around at night. So you've got the summertime haze. That's why the night sky in the wintertime is clearer, as you don't have near as much humidity, which really, you know, is kind of like looking through glasses that need to be cleaned. and then you clean your glasses and, oh, wow, you know, type thing. So You're looking through essentially, you know, thin fog was what it amounts to, is, you know, you're looking through that summertime haze because of the humidity. That's why it's, you know, so much clearer in the wintertime. The problem with that, you know, you get your clearest skies the other morning. When I went out to get the paper, it was 17 degrees up here, or 19 degrees or something like that. And I looked up and it was just clear as a bell. Cold is all get out, but clear as a bell. So, you know, it's a trade-off. You can have clear skies and freeze your hiney off, or you can have, you know, comfortable weather and a little bit hazy. So dress warm and go out in the winter, and you can get some clear skies. In the summertime, you can be comfortable, but it's not going to be quite as clear.
For RYP, it's always about choices, isn't it? You got to decide, you're going to be cold and have better stars, or be warm and have more haze. So that's, I guess that's what life is about, but we do really appreciate all your, you know, calling us that day. It was just fascinating, and it's made me very much more aware of what's in the night sky. And I'm not gonna give up on the telescope. We're gonna figure it out and get it aligned so we can see, use that to spot some extra things that may not be visible just with the naked eye. So I appreciate your taking the time to help us along in this new venture.
This is KN4RJ. KN4RJN. I'll learn to talk here in just a minute. Anytime. Y'all give me a holler, and if it's a clear night. I almost got the scope out this evening, but a couple of things I wanted to look at were too close to the moon, and the moon's pretty bright right now. But we have clear skies here in another week or so, and the moon's gone. I think I'm going to drag out my big scope. I haven't dragged it out in a while, and because it's big, it's paying to get it out there and go out there with my computer and set up my my program so I can find things and spend an evening doing that. But yeah, y'all, did I tell you about the Stellarium program?
I think that you did. That is the one that you can get, but I can't remember now, was there an app or that was only on the computer?
Let's see, this KN4RJ. actually, it's both. You can get Stellarium on your phone. But if you go on to your computer, especially if you have a laptop, I've got a little table I take out, a little folding table I take out with and take my computer out there with me. But it's called Stellarium, Stellarium, Stellarium. And if you go to stellarium.com, and it's a free download, and I believe they do now have a phone app, so you can download it on your phone. The one I use on my phone is, I think it's called Night Sky or Skyview. That's what it is. This is the app I've got on my phone, and that uses your camera, and you can kind of look up and it'll identify things. The only problem with that is in order to hold it up, I'm looking through the wrong end of the bifocal to try and see what I've got to tilt my head back and practically break my neck to look at it. Yeah, Stellarium is both a computer program and an app. The app, of course, is, you know, a little bit more limited than the program. But get that on your computer, and then you can look, even when it's cloudy, you can pull up and see what's out there and get an idea where things are at, and then you know where to look when it gets clear. if you get really serious about it, you drag your laptop out with you and set it up and then start looking at things through your scope.
This is KO4RYP. I just pulled it up on the computer as you were talking, so that is really neat. I'll have to download that onto a laptop and take it out there, especially when we get the scope working. So I'm not giving up. I'm gonna get that scope working and look for some of those other groups of stars that you were telling us about that you can't just see. I'm determined to see something that you can't just see looking up in the sky without anything. So I'm not giving up.
This is KM4RJ, and well, be careful now because it can be addicting. But yeah. One of these days, you guys are going to have to make a trip up here to North Carolina, and I'll show you some things up here. But yeah, keep trying. Anyway, this is I'm on back on out of here. Say hello to Chad for me. 73s to everybody listening, and this is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
Thank you for the ride too, Mr. John. I appreciate that, and I will hopefully next time I call the net, I'll have more to report. This is KO4RYP, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Are there any additional stations wishing to check in? Please call KO4RYP. KO4RYP, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Have I missed anyone for comments? If so, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Just a reminder, we run this net every night at 9 p.m., and we sure would appreciate your patronage tomorrow night and every night thereafter. Tomorrow night, my husband, Chad, KO4NUE, will be calling the net and hosting a roundtable discussion afterwards. So bring all of your ham radio questions and topics for discussion and come back and check in with him tomorrow night. I know that he will appreciate that. At this time, I will pause and submit my net report electronically. KO4RYP now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for checking in, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.
KO4RJN, KN4RJN, this is KO4JKB. Still there, John? KO4JKB clear.